new novel, Australian author, Tony Park.
Mm-hmm.
The book is called The Pride.
Righto, and what's it about?
It's a thriller set in southern Africa. The Pride, loosely speaking, is taken from the nature of the story where the central character is protecting her children and her direct friends and relatives, so to speak. So it's a lioness doing what she's got to do to protect her own.
Yeah, okay.
It's a really good story. It's the story is based around a theme of abalone poaching in South Africa, which apparently is a huge business. Tony Park has taken that central theme and then expanded it with a number of sub-stories that all coalesce and link together in a very good climax at the finish.
That's what you want in a good book.
My word, it is. Yes, yes. Tony Park, he's an interesting guy. He's written about 20 books all up, most of them fiction, although he has done 5 non-fiction titles, and has ghost-written 2 or 3 biographies of people that have served in the Australian military. And he, for 34 years, has been a member of the Australian Army Volunteer Reserve, including a 6-month stint in Afghanistan, which I think is a bit on the pointy end for someone who's in the reserve.
Yeah, what a guy.
And that knowledge of the military comes across in this book because there's quite a bit of nastiness going on from a range of people, and there are guns used, and there's and you can see where he obviously has the knowledge. The other interesting thing about Tony Park is that for 6 months of the year, he and his wife work and live in Africa on a conservation park, and so they both have an extraordinary knowledge of the ecology of southern Africa and conservation and what happens there, the whole issue of poaching of wildlife and so on and so forth. And because I've lived in southern Africa for such a long period of time, Tony Park has a very good feel for post-colonial, post-apartheid politics and what makes those southern African countries tick, and that comes through in the novel too.
Fantastic. It's all just a great recipe for a good book by the sound of it.
It is. It's a phenomenal recipe for a great book, and I've read a number of his titles and I've never been disappointed, and this one's a really good story. I think one of the things I enjoyed about this story is the central character is female, and she is a fantastic character, and an interesting observation of how the military has changed in the last 25 years, and it's not only Australian military, but US, English, etc., etc. Some women are now serving in very, very hot areas of the military, would we say, in sort of specialist special forces and other stuff where, 40 years ago, no, women just worked in the offices and did the support stuff, and now there are women who are actually going out there and doing the what we would describe as being the pointy end of military service, and her skills, she's a very, very clever lady, and you wouldn't want to meet her in a dark night, in a dark alley on a dark night, because you might be in a spot of bother. Her role through the story is all about making sure that her children and immediate family are protected from a range of baddies who want to do them ill will.
Okay, well, you can read all about ex-mercenary Sonia Kurtz, who is out for revenge in The Pride. Tony Park at all leading bookstores and including Devonport Bookshop. Thanks for giving us another suggestion for a new read this week. Tim Gott, Devonport Bookshop. Cheers, mate.
Thanks, Lee. Thanks for everyone on the program.